CBC Television presents Tony Hancock.
Hancock's Half Hour.
Great, Ove. I thought I told you to cancel the milk.
Oh, shut up, moaning. Open the door.
400 bottles of milk. Look at it, Ove. What am I going to do with 400 bottles of milk?
Take it in and have a pot.
Oh, very funny. Ha, ha. You know you're always supposed to cancel the milk when you go away. Dead giveaway for burglars, that is. I bet there's not a stick of furniture left in there.
Do me a favor, will you? And open the door. These cases are heavy. Let's get in. Well. You've been moaning through 18 countries. Now give it a rest.
All that milk left on the step goes right out of the gutter, it does. They all know we've been away. It's all right for you. There's nothing in there of yours. The dead lumber you turn out to be.
What if
I... Now what's the matter?
I can't find the door key.
It's hanging on a string behind the letterbox.
Oh, no, you're joking. You didn't leave it hanging behind the door.
Certainly.
Oh, well, that's it then. We've had it, haven't we? I doubt if there'll be any wallpaper left. Think I've spent 3 miserable months galloping around the continent with me key hanging behind me front door. Well, I'm not going in there. All me heirlooms and all me objets d'art all have been bundled into some masked gentleman's sack. Why didn't you just put a notice on the door? Gone away for 3 months. Come on in and help yourselves. What a buffoon you are. I think I'm made of money. Come on out of the way there.
Well, come on, open it.
I can't. There's someone behind the door. It's a burglar. I can see him. He's hiding in there. I can see him. He's got a bowler hat on. It's Raffles, the gentleman crook. All right, come on. Come on. Come outside. Come on, open the door and come out with your hands up.
I'll come here a minute. Raffles.
Has he gone?
Come here.
Oh. Well, it could have been. I mean, we don't have to take any chances, do we? What's all this, then?
I forgot to cancel the newspapers, too.
Oh, see, do you mind thinking of me for a change? I have to pay for all these.
Blimey, they're only tuppence halfpenny each.
Yes, I know. We have 4 a day and 7 days a week, and they're dearer on Sunday. It's your Greyhound Gazette. My Health and Beauty, that's 1 and 6. And there's 12 of those. There's my Farmer's News, my Ballroom Dancing Weekly, and Film Fun. There's 23 quid's worth of out-of-date literature down there.
Oh, blimey, all right, we'll cut your losses. I'll take them down to the fish shop and see what I can get on them.
Yeah, a penny a pound they'll give you. I doubt if I'll get a tanner back on that lot. And all that milk gone to waste. £16.10 a bottle of cheese out there. I've got to go and buy a new suit in the morning. I can't go to the BBC like this. If they see me dressed like this, they'll have me in Balalaika before I can look round.
It's not my fault.
Of course it's your fault. If you hadn't got mixed up with those 2 Yugoslavian wine traders, this would never have happened. Wouldn't it be fun if we changed clothes for the night, he said. You never saw them again. They knew they were onto a good thing. They'll be the toast of Belgrade by now. Jumping up and down in a barrel of grapes with my several row flare line on. It's not good enough. I don't mind telling you, I felt the right Charlie coming through the customs today. What do we look like? What do we look like? I'm the refugees from the chocolate soldier.
Now keep on, there's a good boy.
Well, I've every right to keep on. I don't know, I'm going to make ends meet. You wasting all this money needlessly. I don't mind telling you I'm worried sick.
Oh, dear me, I can't understand you people. Worry, worry, worry. Money, money, money. You know my philosophy. Eat, drink, be merry. Tomorrow we snuff it. If you got it, spend it. And if you ain't got it, get it.
Oh, you little fatalist, you. You spent too much time out in the East. That's your trouble. Come on, let's get in and unpack. Three months that's been blazing away.
Well, I left that on purposely. You see, if the burglars see the lights on, they think somebody's in here and they don't try to come in.
9 bulbs left on. All nine of them. It'd have been cheaper if they had got in. At least they might have switched them off when they left.
You think I'm made of money? This waste has got to stop, Sid.
Good evening. Welcome to another evening's television.
Well, that's funny. I thought I switched that on. Well, never mind. We don't have to wait for it to warm up now, do we?
God.
It's red hot. My tube's gone. I swear it has.
Oh, don't be silly. There's nothing wrong with it.
Look, mate, that smoke's not coming from Gunlaw.
And look at the glue holding the set together.
Where?
There, oozing out and running down the sides.
Take a week to cool off that, Will. Fancy leaving the television set for on for 3 months. Think of it. 3 months. 24 bill codes have been flashing around this room with nobody to watch it.
Well, you can buy the next set. I'm not. I'm going up to my room to change. How a man could be so absent-minded, I do not know. Of all the thoughtless, inconsiderate, wasteful gold words.
What did you just switch off?
Switch off?
Switch off.
Who?
You.
When?
Just now.
Nothing.
Yes, you did.
I went to have a look at the meter, see how much electricity we burnt. That little flat disc inside was opening around like a Catherine wheel.
Suddenly it slowed down.
What was it? Come on, what did you switch off?
Oh, all right, the electric fire.
Electric fire. How many bars?
All of them.
All of them. 3 bars at a penny a bar an hour for 3 months. What my electricity bill's going to be for this quarter, I hesitate to think. Do you realize you didn't turn one single thing off? Not one single thing. The washing machine was still going. All the water has evaporated, and what has happened to the shirts, we shall never know. All I could hear was 6 buttons and a collar stud clanking about. I expect it's ruined. I'll have to ring the bloke up and see if he can come round and see to it, I suppose.
You won't get anything out of that.
Why not?
I had it cut off.
See?
I didn't forget everything, did I?
You had it cut off. The one thing in the house you can leave on without it costing anything, and you had it cut off. And it cost money to have it put back on again as well. I wouldn't mind betting you left the car running in the back garden. Oh, no.
I can't remember.
Oh, no. My car. Louis, my 1927 green label Bentley. Lying there with 6 rigid pistons.
Is it? That is all. What explanation do you have for this?
When's the coronation?
That is the last straw. I distinctly remember telling you to cancel the bread. Look at it. It's solid. No wonder we weren't burgled. They couldn't get in. What are we going to do with it all?
Well, you could build a garage for your rigid Bentley.
Oh, very funny. Very good, yes. This is very serious. This is sheer extravagant waste, and I can't afford it anymore. All right. As from today, we are cutting down. We're going on an economy drive.
A what?
Yes, that worried you, didn't it? Yes, that shook you. Our holidays, though, we're going to make a fresh start. We're going to live to the absolute minimum until I'm solvent again. Austerity is going to be the keynote in this household. No more eating out in posh restaurants. The Dorchester is out. As from now, nothing over 3 bob.
You can't do that. A man in your position, you've got to keep up appearances. You can't let the public see you queuing up with a tray at the corner house. What about all the big business lunches, the big producers?
That's a fallacy. If they want you, they don't care where they eat.
Well, I can't see J. Arthur Rank leaning up against a pie stall with a contract in one hand and a sausage in the other.
Doesn't have to be a pie stall. Plenty of other places where one can eat quite reasonably. Anyway, we've got to cut down on our expenditure. As the immortal Mr. Micawber said to Oliver Copperfield in Bleak House by Monica Dickey.
Oliver, the boy, little advice, yeah. Yeah, little advice, Oliver, boy, yeah.
Well, I only saw the film. He put it very concisely. He said, average income is £20. Average expenditure, £19, 19 shillings and sixpence. Result, happiness. On the other hand, annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20 and sixpence. Result, misery. So in future, I intend to start living within my means, starting us from lunchtime today.
You are going to go and eat now?
I am.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yes, well, first of all, I intend to go down to the railway lost property and buy myself a suit. You can make your own arrangements. I'll see you after lunch. Do not switch anything on.
Yeah, all right, all right.
I've read the meter. Just one therm and you are out, mate. Good day to you.
My tray has got pushed down there.
Well, it's hard luck because you're not getting it in front of me.
What's the matter then? You want to die?
No.
Haven't we got anything you like?
No, no, it's not that, you see.
We haven't got time to your little jokes. Listen to all that with the rush hour. Let's see this one. It's, yes, 1 and 6, 2 and 6, 4 and 8 pence halfpenny. Here, do you mind moving out the way? You're creating a disturbance.
I'm just trying to get back to fill my tray up.
Yes, well, you've got to go that way, round and back.
Oi, what are you trying to do?
Sorry, I've already queued up once. I didn't manage to get anything on my tray, you know how it is, but, well, I don't know much about these papers. I don't know much about the technique.
Well, you're not coming in here.
And you're not coming in here either.
Well, I've already queued up once.
Well, that's your hard luck, innit? You'll have to queue up again, won't you?
I'm merely trying to get to my rightful place in the queue.
Now, look, I don't like queue jumpers, so hop it.
Excuse me, madam, would you be good enough to pass me an individual fruit flan?
Talking to me?
I've got a better idea. I'll move in by the side of you.
I beg your pardon.
I'll just slide in. Nobody will know.
Okay, get away from me. Get away. I've been molested. Where's the man?
Oh, don't bother. I'm just going. The woman's a fool.
The annoying you, lady.
He's trying to get it next to me. Where's the...
All I wanted was an independent fruit flan.
Get the manager. Get the manager.
Oh, shut up. These foreign arts students are all the same.
You've got to have it now.
I don't want it. It's hard.
You've handled it. This is a hygienic establishment. I can't pass that on to somebody else.
All right. I'll have 2 pats. Do you mind? I'll have 2 pats of butter. No, 2 pats of butter, yes. No, I'll have 1 pat of margarine.
This is a self-service establishment.
Then what are you doing behind the counter?
Replenishing.
Well, you want to replenish those for a start. They're like hand grenades.
Told her where she got off for a start. Hello, just like take your pick, isn't it?
I'll have the key to box number 13. You can't help laughing.
Hi, miss.
What do you want?
Well, there you are. How about replenishing some of these?
All those that are empty are off. There's a mince and baked beans here.
I don't want that.
Did you handle it?
Certainly not. The last thing I'd handle is mince and beans.
What's wrong with it?
You just don't like mince and beans, that's all. I can't recall the time I did like mince and beans. I'm just not a mince and beans man, that's all. It may seem an unreasonable hatred to you, but that's the way things are. That's the way I'm built. What else have you got? Say, you're dodging about a bit, aren't you? How tall are you?
My friend's helping me out. Meat patty and chips, do you want it?
No, thank you. What other delicacies are you keeping hidden from the public gaze?
Well, there's nothing there. Everybody in.
What about some plaice and chips?
Third from the left, middle row.
Right.
Just a minute, please. That's mine.
How'd you make that out?
First come, first served, old boy.
Yes, but I know, and I was first.
Not to that compartment. Excuse me.
That is my place and chips. If I hadn't asked, you wouldn't have known where it was.
Don't be ridiculous. I come here every day. I know where they keep the place and chips. Excuse me.
Then they were swipe me.
Yes,
what about another place and chips, then?
I'm sorry, that was the last one. Oh. Try meat, patty and beans.
Oh, very well, then. Cup of tea, please. Not much milk and a little slice of lemon.
No lemon, and the milk's already in. 1 and 9, 2 and 3, 3 and 2, 4 and 5 pence, please.
4 and 5 for this load of rubbish?
You've got the dearest hot dish there, and the dearest sweet. 4 and 5 pence, please.
I'm sorry, I'm an economy driver. I'm only allowed 3 bob a day for my dinner.
I can't help that. What you've got on that dish is 4 and 5 pence.
Well, I haven't got 4 and 5 pence. I only brought the exact 3 shillings to avoid temptation.
Well, you better change your selection, haven't you?
Thought I'd get 10 fags out of the 3 bob. I thought these places were supposed to be cheap. Good grief, woman, this is sheer extortion.
4 and 5 pence, please, or change your food.
Oh, very well, then.
What is that? What is that?
I only put it back where I got it from.
There was another one in there.
Well, it was empty just now.
I replenished it. One plate, one drawer. You can't put 2 plates in. Well, I'm not paying for it. Easy, charge this gentleman for 1 meatloaf and peas.
Very well, young lady, but you won't get the benefit of my custom again. In future, I shall take my tray elsewhere.
It's still 4 and 5 pence.
I've only got 3 shillings and I'm still hungry.
I can't help that. There's that mince and peas you've got to pay for that. That's, yes, that leaves you with 6 pence. And you've got 1 and 11 here on the tray. Look, you better put the sweetened tea back. That'll leave you to 5 pence to pay and you'll have a penny change.
Oh, good. I can have another piece of margarine, then.
Yeah. Put the sweetened tea back.
Coming up.
That's it. 4 and 5 pence, please.
4 and 5 pence for a roll of Mars. The one thing you can get for nothing at the Dorchester. Shout out Encore Dupin and then up with another load. Here you are. I've got the money. Give us me a penny, then.
Hang on a minute.
Excuse me, miss, have you ever got any salad cream, please? There'll be no gratuity there. Ah, that's more like it. I'm going to enjoy this, boy.
Excuse me, I wonder if I... Could I borrow that spoon, you think?
All right, where is it? Where is it? My roll and marge and tomato sauce and salad cream.
But you don't think that I would eat it, do you?
2 and 11 that cost me, mate. Now, come on, what have you done with it?
But I haven't seen it.
Oh, you must have seen it. It was a roll with a load of margarine swimming in a sea of tomato sauce and salad cream.
You really must excuse me.
Because I think I'm going to be rather sick.
You haven't finished your soup. I think he hasn't even started his entree. What an extraordinary man. Ah, well, chacun a son goût. Well, waste not, want not. Mince and bean.
A box of filters. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you buy yourself some proper cigarettes?
Because it's cheaper this way. 400 for 1 and 9.
You've been out of the fortnight. You haven't made one yet. You've wasted half an ounce of tobacco.
Yeah, but I saved on the matches, though. Put it back.
It's freezing in here.
Put it back. One lump an hour. We've had our ration for the night. Go to bed in about 15 minutes. Save the lights.
It's only 7 o'clock.
If you think I'm sitting up here all night with that thing blazing away, you're mistaken. 40 watts, that is. If we went to bed now, we could save about 4 minutes, I should think, at least. You see? Uh-huh. 400 for 1 and 9, boy. Mind you, get through a lot of them. Still, I saved a filter anyway, haven't I?
Blimey, what a miserable existence this is. No telly, no fire, no fads, nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Don't turn the tap on, don't put the light on, don't put the heater on. Milk 50% water, stale bread, it's worse than being in jail. Can't have this, can't have that. Ape in the ear, penny there. Don't do this, don't do that. I can't stand it much longer. I can't go on living up this much longer. It's driving me mad. Mad!
Don't walk up and down it. Where's the carpet at?
What are you saving? How much have you saved?
You mind your own business. Suffice it for you to know I'm quite pleased with the way things are going. 3 weeks economizing, this is. I reckon in about 5 years' time we can afford to ease off a bit.
5 years? I can't stand it.
Come on. Bed now. And no reading when you get up to your room.
Oh, that's right. With a meter you had installed, a shilling for 5 minutes, I would be right, wouldn't I?
Come on, get up the stairs.
What's the matter with you? You've got to have some light to get to the top.
We don't need a light to climb a dozen stairs. What's the matter with you?
I can't see where I'm going.
What do you think banisters are made for? Go on, you silly old thing. Get up there. I'll make these harder. Just take one more step or two at the most, I know.
Ha ha ha! trousers. You don't need any light to find yourself a few stairs.
I cannot be held responsible for you catching one of your great plates and a hole in the carpet.
Get yourself some new carpets, then.
Carpets cost money. You don't half moan, don't you? I'm not worried. Apart from the pain and the agony, I'm quite happy. 4 weeks we'll be in here, boy. 4 weeks of luxurious living without it costing a penny. That's the way to economize. I don't mind telling you, the welfare state's going to get a right bashing with my meals.
Right, more seconds. Come on, then. Second, look at you.
Lady Almoner. Good afternoon, your ladyship. Nice to see the aristocracy helping out at the local hospital.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
Well, we're just off for Hancock and James Emily Trubshaw Ward. Had a very pleasant stay. Very good hospital you run here. I'm sure Lord Almoner must be very proud of you. Good day.
Just a moment. Hancock and James, you said?
That's correct.
Thank you. Your bills.
I beg your pardon?
Your bills for hospital treatment.
No. We're National Health. We're not on the private caper.
I'm afraid you are. I've looked into this matter very carefully, and you're both out of benefit. Your cards haven't been stamped for over 3 months. 50 guineas each, please.
You were stamping the health cards?
Yes, well, I was economizing. I mean, 11 and 3 a week for two healthy lads like us, it seemed to be a waste of money to me.
Well, look away. It's your responsibility.
100 guineas, Mr. Hancock. We'll take a check.
I dare say you will, but you won't get it out of me, girl. All the money I've got in the world is in that box.
Give it to me. Pick your bones out of that. If there's any left over, give it to the nurse.
Oh, I've ruined all that scrimping and saving for nothing.
Oh, don't be silly. It's not as bad as all that. You've paid all your bills, haven't you?
Yes.
Been away from home for 4 weeks. No electricity, no fires.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got any money, but you don't owe anybody anything, right?
That's true. I suppose things aren't as bad as they seem.
Ah, come on.
Let's go home and have a drink.
That's better. And we'll turn the fire on, shall we?
All right. Only one bar, though.
Yeah, quite. Come on. Blimey, I was in agony. I had a broken leg. The last thing I thought about was telling the milkman. Well, there won't be all that much bread behind the back door. We haven't been away that long this time. A little bit of economizing. We'll soon have that lot paid off. Well, I'll be off then.
Good evening. This is BBC Television.